What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com.
What is up, Wikimaniacs? Welcome to Season 2 of Reddit on Wiki. Nothing has changed. There is no character development, and we are still doing terrible research on Reddit and Wikipedia. My name is Josh L., and I will be opening up the hosting for this year. But as always, I have my wonderful co-hosts joining me for 2022. We have John Consignata and Sean Salvino. What is up, my guys?
We have seasons.
No.
I was going to say.
Oh, no. That was the bit. There's no development.
Oh,
no, it's all the same.
Gotcha.
Then the whole questioning everything is still a status quo then, and I know nothing.
But for a good bit, we will label it season two, maybe.
that's a good idea. So is our seasons just per year?
Yeah, it's a yearly basis. Season one was a pilot. That's why it was shorter.
Oh, we got picked up. Nice.
Yeah, we got picked up by a network, actually. Thanks for bringing us to that, Sean.
A segue.
Whoa.
What a professional.
Oh, that's why I get paid almost nothing. But
you guys getting paid?
To start the New Year's off right, we have some awesome stuff to announce for our amazing listeners. First and foremost, yeah, we started a network, the Cultivate Podcast Network. It's been in the works for a little bit, so it's a kind of a collection of our podcasts as well as a couple other ones we're going to announce a little later on that are joining the network. All that really means for you is more collaborative content, easier access to other great podcasts. And for our Patreons, it's going to really affect them because recently it had a branding overhaul and our Reddit on Wiki Patreon is going to be the Cultivate Podcast Network Patreon from now on. So This means for our Patreons, you will not only receive ad-free week early episodes, along with a slew of other bonus content from Reddit on Wiki, you will now also receive ad-free episodes and week early episodes from Let's Start a Cult and The Dumbfound Dead. I would say week early episodes from Shots and Thoughts, but...
Impossible. Don't even tease them. Don't even tease it.
We know
never
going to
happen, Wikimaniacs. Don't
Sean
get
was
your
messaging us at midnight last night as he was editing Shots and Thoughts.
You better fucking believe it.
We will eventually get Shots and Thoughts' entire catalog ad-free on the Patreon as well. It might take a while. They have so many goddamn episodes.
Where are we now? I think like 78, 79?
That's crazy, dude. So there'll be a ton of content, all of Let's Start a Cult, all of The Dumbfound Dead, all of Shots and Thoughts, as well as Reddit on Wiki, ad-free episodes on there. And episodes going forward will be a week early, except for Shots and Thoughts, as we said before. Just clarifying.
Here's what I'm trying to give, though, to the... I've been thinking about it. And while you won't get early episodes, because that's never happening, we are thinking about, the three of us are thinking about taking, the three of us, Chris, Ryan, and I, are thinking about taking all of the previous seasons off of free shit and then only for the patrons.
That'd be big.
I am upping it to the $50 tier. You better fucking believe it.
Oh my God. He needs wedding reparations.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. But yeah, I don't know the cost tier for that. But yeah, we're thinking about only having the previous season and the current season on.
So every time
as we wrote, like have a new season, we're taking a season off of public domain. I don't know. What the fuck do you, how do you, non?
Yep.
We're putting everything behind the paywall, baby. I wasn't lying when I said shit ain't going to be free, baby.
That alcohol is expensive and they need to keep their show going.
Exactly.
That's exactly right. And that's coming out of one pocket. That's coming out of one pocket.
And it's not Ryan's.
It's not Ryan. It's not definitely Chris's. Not Chris. It's definitely all your boy.
Oh, God. So, I mean, that's pretty big in itself. Like, that's four shows of content right there. But that is not all. because our boy John, our little boy John, he's been hard at work.
I gotta say little boy. God damn it. Like, come on, man. Put some respect on my fucking name, Josh.
Our short king, John.
Our short king, John.
Much better.
He's been working on a new series for our patrons. John, do you want to, explain to the patrons what the series is and how often they can expect episodes on there?
Before you do that, I think we have to make it known to the Wikimaniacs and to Josh and John. They are not known as patrons. The website is, or they're known as patrons.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you've been calling them Patreons or something like that, right?
No, he's been calling them patrons.
I'm tripping. Don't worry about it. We're editing that out.
No. Sean, since when have we got anything right?
That's facts.
If you listen to this show, you'll think miles are shorter than kilometers.
Are they not?
I'm on Google right now. I don't know. But John, yeah, please let the Wikimaniacs know about the new show.
Yes. So I am officially the Billy Mays, the non-problematic version of this podcast.
Good, quick fix.
Yeah.
I got you.
Goodness.
Oh, you did a pun there. Good job. I'm proud of you. Quick fix.
God damn it.
That's a pun. But wait, there's more, guy. I launched a new series. It's a little hobby that I'm doing. As you can tell, I'm interested in a lot in the cryptids and the paranormal. So I'm doing a mini series called Kaba. Kaba is translated in Tagalog as nervousness, anxiety, or fear. So what you'll hear is bite-sized stories of folklore, cryptids, spooky stories in about like 7 to 10 minute form at the very most. It's going to be filled with music, dramatic sound effects, transitions. So we pay a lot of money for our sound effects license, so we might as well use it since we don't really use it in these types of episodes.
We don't use it at all.
Exactly.
We're
trying to get our money's worth. Yeah, we
do. No, I'm just kidding.
Pretty much, it's going to be, I'm trying to see if I'm still going to launch it as a public type of podcast, but right now I'm kind of slated to have it 2 episodes a month. So if you're a patron, then you'll for sure get them very early. As you guys can tell, I produce very quick. So that's what it is. Josh warned me I have to space them out because I will be legally in trouble if I don't do that.
Yeah, I went on holidays for the last 3 days and John messaged us at the beginning saying, I have an idea for a series. And then by the time I got back home today,
he said
he had recorded 4 episodes.
So. I thought he said 7.
Oh, maybe it was 7. I don't know.
No, it's
something ridiculous. Oh, was it 4? I was like, okay. Yeah, even 4 is ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, John, you need to space them out. We will not have burnout on this podcast.
I don't burn out, buddy. I'm a machine.
A week later, I'm so tired. I've created 57 episodes of Kaba. So that is awesome. A super, super cool of John to do that. So just another bonus series that you can find on our Patreon. So if you love any of our shows, it'll definitely be worth it. For only $5 American, I have to say that because mm-hmm. like $10 to something mm-hmm. Canadian, you know, we're poor. We're poor up here, okay? You'll get access to all of our bonus content and ad-free episodes a week early for all of the shows except for Sean's, as well as access to John's new show, Kaba. Kaba?
Kaba.
Kaba. Kaba. Okay, I'll say it. I'll get it right eventually.
You'll get it right.
So please go to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork.
For that $10 tier, I will do anything on video. And I'm talking anything, baby. You better believe it. $10, that's it. That's all I need.
You have to act out that Santa Claus.
Oh, the HR scene.
Yeah, the HR.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so awesome stuff coming for our Patreons. We will announce more network announcements later on this month, potentially this week when this episode comes out. But for now, we are going to leave it at that. Super exciting things coming in 2022.
Wait, before we keep going.
Oh, no.
There's more.
We're already talking about Patreons and our patrons. We have a brand new patron in the house.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Gabby. Shout out to Gabby for signing up for our Patreon.
Oh, Gabby.
Love you. We appreciate you. Gabby, if you're listening to this, I'm saving your review for my episode because I'm going to torture these guys.
Oh, God.
She left this awesome review and you guys are going to get wrecked. And I'm here for it.
Yeah, joke's on you. Josh and I have been taking Rosetta Stone Tagalog.
Okay.
So like, it's going to be easy money. It's not going to be funny at all.
I thought you guys were going to say, joke's on you. Josh and I have been taking L's since the beginning of this podcast.
There's no torture, guys. The only torture is the erotic fan fiction.
Yeah, that is torture on many
levels.
That's
next episode.
But yeah, that is super exciting. Thank you, Gabby, for the support. We appreciate it. And we hope you enjoy the content that we're bringing you. With all of that housekeeping out of the way and about a quarter of our episode done,
goodness,
it is time to go forward into the new year and then immediately go back in time a few hundred thousand years, because today we will be discussing Neanderthals. Now, John or Sean, do you guys know anything about Neanderthals?
I think I say it differently than you.
Yeah.
Same.
Okay. I'll get into why it's pronounced that way, but
okay.
That is the correct way.
I was tripping, or if that's the correct way.
That is the correct way.
Okay. I'm excited to hear why they're not called that, but
as far as what you know about them, I mean, don't say we know you are one, Josh. That's not nice.
I will say I am scarred from Neanderthals.
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 It's the same thing. You just don't pronounce the TH. It's just talls.
Because one time when I was in high school, I was having dinner with my parents at Chili's. The memory's engraved into my memory.
Okay.
My memory engraved in memory. You know what I'm saying? I was sitting down and I turned to the side. This is real bad podcasting for the podcast, but for the viewers that don't exist because we don't put this on in video. I turned to the side to grab something, and then my mom and dad were whispering. And then when I look back at them, they're like, oh, like your forehead is starting to come out a little bit. You kind of look like a caveman with your brow bone. It kind of sticks out prominently. And now that's all I can think about when I see the profile of my face is that I have the brow bone of a caveman. So,
oh, no.
A face truly made for podcasting.
Well, someone married you. Twice, that's actually. True. Someone married you twice. So. Yeah.
It's your boy, Neanderthal.
Fuck me. My greatest insecurities are coming out.
Oh,
and then
God.
Getting made fun of. I quit.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think I know much about... Was it Neanderthals now?
There you go. You nailed it.
Neanderthals.
Yeah.
But all I can think of is...
Commercials? Oh, no.
That commercial is one of them. The Geico commercial. And them wearing some sort of like a little cloth in their junk area and then hunting mammoths. That's kind of the generic thing that I can think of about Neanderthals.
That is very accurate. They actually did hunt mammoths. So there you go. You got that one.
I played too much Far Cry Primal.
I don't know how accurate that was, but...
That's probably not.
Yeah, so Sean said caveman. So... The first thing we need to clear up is that Neanderthals aren't actually like, they're not Homo sapiens like we are. They're actually a different species of humans, which is a fun fact. So they lived at the same time as Homo sapiens. A lot of people like to think that they're maybe an earlier evolution of humans, but they're actually, they coexisted together. So that's the first main thing. So your parents were actually... saying you were not a Neanderthal, you were a caveman, which is something different.
Slightly better.
Yeah.
I'm still a Homo sapien. You love to see that.
Yeah. You're still in the
a
sapien.
Person.
Yeah. You're not Homo Neanderthalian or whatever they're called. But
we love you, Sean. Please don't feel insecure around me.
Do y'all? I question
we do.
By the
we
week.
So back around 500,000 to 600,000 years ago, we shared the same ancestor called Homo heidelbergensis. We're going to go with that. Bergensis? Sure.
The burger gene.
Yeah, the burger gene. So they lived in Africa and were descendants of, you know, monkeys, or they were monkeys. I'm not 100% sure, but they were like bipedal. So they were walking on two legs, but they were not fully evolved humans yet. They were still... probably hairier, probably still hunched over and like, you know, monkey shaped. So a group of them went into Asia and Europe, and these peoples eventually evolved into Neanderthals, where the group of, I gotta say this again, Homo heidelbergensis.
Perfect.
The first Never thing I said. Yeah, they stayed in Africa and eventually became the Homo sapiens. And for a long time, we actually didn't know there were other species of humans until about 1829, when a skull of a Neanderthal child was found in a cave near Engis, Belgium. So their skulls are much different than ours. Much like Sean said, actually, they were thicker. We'll get into a bit more.
Okay, all right, chill.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I don't need to take fucking, what do you call that, 23andMe. I'm learning about myself today.
This is a genealogy project.
Yeah, that's true.
Watch yourself, guys. Watch yourself.
I don't want you rage quitting on us, please.
We will get into it, though, because our ancestors collectively might have Neanderthal DNA in them because Europe and Asia, you know, there's some bumping boots to that go on later. But at the time, the skull that was found, people kind of just wrote it off as a human with a medical condition or something like that. They didn't really give it much thought. And until 1856, when a quarry worker stumbled upon the first known Neanderthal bones and skull. He found them in Feldhofer cave in Neanderthal, Germany. So Whoa. this is where we get the name Neanderthal. Because in German, Neanderthal means valley. And so Homo Neanderthal basically means valley people, because that's where they found them, in this valley in Germany.
Cool.
So, yeah.
I thought it was like valley because, you know, parts of their, I guess, heads are a little flatter than most. That's what I was thinking.
That's so mean.
Well, I mean, I have a flat head. I mean, yeah. You guys can't see it, but I do have a flat head in the back.
No, that is not why. It's actually, yeah, where the first bones were found, they were in a valley, which, I mean, they weren't all in valleys, but that's just, you know, how things work out. As I said, their skulls were very different from ours. Neanderthals had a long, low skull compared to like our more globe-shaped skulls, you know, rounder, and they had a more prominent brow ridge or, above their eyes.
Interesting.
We're not talking about you anymore,
Sean. Sean's probably like has a conspiracy theory right now. I was like, you fucking picked this episode because of me, huh? Okay.
Yeah. We actually went back in time, picked you up, Sean. Brought you.
Y'all been planning this episode since the get-go, huh?
Yeah.
I see right through y'all.
We told you rice was what was it, roach eggs.
That's what it was.
So their face was also distinctive. The central part of their face protruded forward and was dominated by a very big, wide nose. Scientists think this may have been an adaptation to living to the colder and drier environments up in the north. So their large internal volume of nose would have like moistened and warmed their... Moistened, that's a great word.
Never say it again.
It would have moistened and warmed the air as they breathed. Their front teeth were very large, and scratch marks on a lot of the bones showed that they regularly used the third hand. They regularly used their mouth as like a third hand.
Oh,
say, I was like,
yo,
what?
Joe
My bad.
Hey, yo.
My bad. I almost started a conspiracy.
Joe Byron.
They got a third arm. They got a third leg.
Hey, exactly. Jesus. Yeah. So unlike modern humans, Neanderthals didn't have much of a chin. It just doesn't exist, really. It was less prominent than our chins. They had strong and muscular bodies and wide hips and shoulders. Adults grew to be about 1.5 to 1.7 meters. That's shorter than, I don't know, let's look that up. 1.5 meters, 2 feet.
Everything that you've described these guys as, I'm like looking at myself in the squadcast. I'm like, oh shit. My nose is kind of wide. Are my teeth big? Oh shit. No chin? Why do you think I have this whack ass beard? This is fucking targeting and I don't appreciate it, Josh.
This is not where I thought this episode was going to go.
Same. Likewise.
Usually I pick on John, but...
I know. We're usually a united front on that end.
Yeah, my bad, dude. My bad.
It's all right.
Backstab. But
you guys fucked up.
Here, we can pick on John now. So they were about John's height.
3 foot.
4'9 to 5'5.
Hey. Oh, you got it on the 5'5, though. Yeah, that's low-key me.
Low-key, that's John's exact...
Hey, fuck you. I'm at least above 5, all right? Taller than Joe Rogan, I think.
There you go. We got that going for him. He may have a more successful podcast, but
that's true.
Joe Rogan's going to hear our podcast one day and he's be like, damn, people really fucking hate me for
He won't listen to our podcast.
I was going to say for no reason, but there are plenty of reasons. Anyways.
Yeah, I was going to say. Fun fact. So earlier Neanderthals were actually taller than later Neanderthals. People think that's maybe just they grew stockier and like, you know, a little bit thicker, you know, battle against that cold in the north. So nowadays this makes sense. You know, they developed a different bone structure, a different physique because of their elements. It's like Darwin, the birds, each grew different physiques. Some were to crack nuts, some were to look for insects. Human species did the exact same thing. They went up north, and so they had to bulk out a bit to withstand the cold. And the things they hunted and tracked were larger. Let's say that they were larger. And so they had to develop a little differently.
I can already feel the one-star review coming out of this episode because they heard evolution from us.
Oh, and, they're gonna
that's problematic for some people.
So that is a big thing, actually. When this first came out back in the 1800s, we're gonna get into some other things that happened, but a big thing was the evolution theory was heavily pushed back upon against from the Christianity as a whole pushed back on it because it didn't fit into their narrative of God created this individual thing, God created humans specially, God created, you know, birds specially. It didn't quite fit in that within that narrative. And so a lot of people frowned upon this. And it wasn't until like, I want to say very recently that we started actually taking a serious look into early humans and developing the theories a bit more. So going back to the different bone structure and stuff like that, in the 1800s, as we are very well aware, racism was rampant. And the whites were very interested in a thing called phrenology. Do you guys know what phrenology is? Would you happen to take a guess?
Phrenology?
Phrenology.
Oh, that was like fornicating, but okay.
Your mind always goes there.
You started it off with the whites, so I'm going to just go ahead and assume that I don't like what we're about to hear.
You will not. And there's a very specific reason. So this practice is a very racist and largely debunked pseudoscience that measures the bumps on the skulls of humans to determine how smart or dumb a person was.
Hilarious.
Yeah. So if you ever saw Django Unchained, did you guys ever see that movie?
I was talking to my friend like movies in general. And I was like, you know, I don't know if I've ever actually seen from start to finish a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Damn.
Like wow. I've seen clips. I've seen like clips of stuff, all the iconic scenes. I don't know if I've actually seen. No, just kidding. Inglourious Bastards.
Inglourious
is
Bastards.
Him, right? That's the only one I've seen.
Okay.
And there's our ding ding ding. There's our Nazi reference for that episode.
There's our
Nazi. Told you something's gonna come up.
Let's keep that going. Where's the tracker on how many episodes now?
Someone's gotta count. Who listens to every week? Yeah. Grachi, I know you listen every week. Can you start a count for us, please? Thank you.
So going back to the Django Unchained. So Leonardo DiCaprio has a skull of an old, like a slave that he had. And he's pointing out the skull, like different bumps and talking about how the different bumps meant they were smarter or dumber. This quote unquote science allowed white male Europeans to rank races and sexes by most to least evolved based solely on the skull shape. Not only did this help propel slavery, sexism, and the criminal system, it also affected our Neanderthal cousins, because when these skulls and bones were discovered, like I said, they were more football shaped, I guess you'd call it, than our more soccer ball shaped. For our European listeners, you're not going to understand that, but
hey, Arnold,
they're like, that's the same thing.
Spider-Man meme.
Football, football, soccer. So early scientists assumed that our Neanderthal cousins were dumb people. And in an 1857 paper, German anatomist Hermann Schaufhausen, we'll go with that, stated that Neanderthal fossils belong to a, quote, savage and barbarous race of ancient humans, end quote.
Man, I wish they could have known that those came from Europe. And then the Homo sapiens were literally everywhere else. And they'd be like,
you
wait
are
a second.
Descendant of those people.
Wait a second.
Yeah, man. And so this is where we get the idea that these early peoples were, or dumb. Neanderthals were dumb, right?
Yep.
However, there's nothing really to prove that they were not as smart as Homo sapiens. And in some facts, like they did have a larger brain than us. A lot of their brain power went to high functioning motor skills and other other areas of intelligence, you'd call it. Whereas ours was more social and more social based anyway. So this basically led to Neanderthals developing small knit communities that spread across Europe and Asia and breaking down where they actually lived. So at one point they weren't all conquering Asia at one point. They were, you know, if you did a time lapse of Eurasia, you would see them pop up in certain areas, that population would die down, and you'd see them pop up in another spot in Asia or Europe. So they kind of moved around. They were never a stagnant peoples. They probably followed food sources and stuff like that. Whereas sapiens would build civilizations and kind of stay in one area and build communities. They were more of a wandering peoples. So we're actually going to get into the tools and things that they used in their small societies and how they lived. Neanderthals were, in fact, very skilled tool makers. Evidence of spears and flint hand axes have come up around this time. And around 300,000 years ago, Neanderthals developed an innovative stone technology known as Levallois technique. This involved making pre-shaped stone cores that could be finessed into a finished tool at a later time. So, you know, they would chip away at a stone to make it sharper, and then they would carry those in packs like arrowheads or spearheads. They would chip away a bunch of them, put them in their backpack or whatever they had at the time. and then if they ever broke their spear or lost the tip, they could always exchange it out for a new one. So this means the Neanderthals were able to, you know, freely travel away from sources of raw material because they didn't have to stay in one place. And they could just still make the tools when they needed them because they had them on them. We also know from injuries that we found on their preys, such as mammoths, bison, and reindeer, that Neanderthals were actually very proficient hunters, and they were very intelligent and able to communicate with each other to hunt an animal to succession. On their actual bones themselves, they were found to have healed bones and damage on their bones, suggesting that they were skilled at close range hunting. And if you think about hunting a bison or a mammoth that they were hunting at such close range, like that's a gutsy,
dangerous game.
Yeah,
that's asking for it pretty much.
You might find yourself on an episode of
The Dumbfound Dead.
Ooh, love to see the cohesion.
There we go.
I like the assist there, bro.
Can't wait for the Neanderthal episode.
I know, right?
Neanderthals also developed the ability to make fire from around 200,000 years ago, which helped them in living in these very challenging environments and cold environments. So we're now getting to the point where we find humans interacting with, or sorry, I shouldn't say humans because they are both humans, Homo sapiens interacting with Neanderthals.
It's crazy that Neanderthals don't have like a Homo in their name because they went from their Homo gingivitis to the Neanderthal and then the Homo sapien. They didn't even get like a Homo name.
They do have a Homo name.
Oh, okay, never mind.
It's Homo, I forget what it is, but yeah, they do have, it is like, because Homo is human, right?
Yeah.
In Latin or whatever it is.
I think like we have our, I think Sean Loki just made our episode title, Neanderthals, no Homo.
No, that's you.
Please don't cancel us. That's not what we meant.
I'm putting all that on John.
Nope, that's all Sean's idea. He was already kind of, you know, I was trying to finish his sentence, you know?
You were trying to finish what?
His sentence.
Okay, okay.
And then if you pay for the $10 Patreon, you could watch him finish more than that.
So they're actually Homo Neanderthalensis, I think. We'll go with that. That's the closest you're going to get to
Sounds
me pronouncing
right.
it. These peoples are obviously not around anymore. I don't know if you have noticed, but they are not, you know, you don't see Neanderthals around unless you're Sean's parents.
Yet I look in the mirror every day and wonder to myself.
You sure?
Mom, who's my real dad?
Are we German?
Yeah, they were Asian too, okay?
They were Eurasians.
Yeah, I don't know if they... I think they only stretched to Siberia. I don't know if they made it to the Philippines, but...
Are we Russian is the question.
but we're going to talk about why the species disappeared and a little bit about the interaction that they had with early Homo sapiens. So we started to arrive in Europe about 40,000 years ago, and we actually lived with Neanderthals for, I think it was like 500 generations or something like that. Like it was like thousands of years we lived with them, and they coexisted. So a big theory is like the replacement theory, where humans just go in, we take all the resources, you know, there's more of us, we eventually just kind of starve them out. That's the most known theory and probably the most
accepted
theory. Obviously. Yeah. Another theory is that potentially we just kind of bred with them.
That's what I was thinking. Know?
Like
again, as I look in the mirror every day.
Because for European and Asian descendants, there is actually about a 2% Neanderthal DNA located within our genome. Sean is about 20%, maybe.
Yeah, I was about to say, it seems way more than 2%. Again, as I look in the mirror every day.
So that's my favorite theory, because it's like, it's not a competitive theory, you know. I like to think that we were friends, but I mean, looking back at the German ancestors who were racist, I can only imagine there was probably wars and stuff, because they hadn't seen each other for, you know, hundreds of thousands of years, and then they're coming in contact with these very similar people. The nice thought is that they got along and, you know, just kind of merged into one superhuman being. The negative side of me thinks that we wiped them off the face of the earth.
I was thinking that. That's kind of my theory about it. I kind of think of it as, it's sad, but you know how when the colonizers kind of looked at the natives and say, hey, you're going to be secluded in this area, and then you can have all this kind of land now and go ahead, fend for yourself. But at least at that time, the natives are a little more, I guess, progressive and they have more technology, I guess, as opposed to the Neanderthals. It was like very basic, you know, form of survival, and they probably just died out.
Yeah. And, you know, we talk about how they did bump boots or whatever, knocked boots, whatever it's called, with the Neanderthals. There are theories that was non-consensual. We'll say that.
That is problematic. Damn it, man.
Well, if you think of wars and modern wars, that definitely occurs when one country is attacking another.
Yeah.
So yeah, not great.
Not great.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, we came from Africa, where we didn't have to worry about as many, you know, climate issues. So our population was higher than theirs was. So when we eventually spread out, if it did result in a war, we're going to win that just by numbers alone, because the differences between our technologies weren't that significant. You know, you had a pointy stick. That was basically all it was back then. Now, there is one other theory that is becoming more prominent, and that is like climate change basically might have wiped out these peoples, because they were in a more susceptible area, whereas a lot of humans were still in Africa. If it ever got colder, like there was the ice age during this period, at least one, there might have been two, I don't know. If it got colder and their food sources dwindled, it would only take like a certain percentage of fertility rates to go down before, after 100,000 years, they die out, right? It's just math at that point. And that's the nice theory, that they maybe just died out without us doing anything, and we were all nice, and we just kind of merged with the ones that
survived.
survived or lived in communities with each other. So that is a nice, I guess, theory. They still all die, so I guess it's not that nice.
That's kind of like the deep question that you got me thinking about now. Who's next? You know, like, what's going to be our next evolution? Like, we have this, all our beautiful, amazing features we got going on right now. What's the next evolution? And except for me and my height, but what's going on?
Some
next?
Of us haven't evolved. Again, as I look in the mirror every day.
Poor Sean.
This has got me thinking, man. Like, I wonder, because they survived for what you said, like thousands of years, right?
Hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what's next? Like, can we like conceptualize that?
You know what? Let's take an ad break and then we'll come back.
Holy shit.
and do some theorizing of what the next evolution of human will be.
Bam.
Right. Bam. After these sponsors. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Let's go with that.
All right, we're back. John brought a wonderful idea to the table. It's better than my idea that I had. We're going to go ahead and talk about our theories of what the next evolution of human will be, starting with John, because he was so excited about this. Let's hear what you got. What you got rolling around in that noggin, John? What do you think the next evolution of human will be?
I think there's going to be like a split of two types. Like there's people who are, have you guys seen Limitless?
I have, yeah.
I know there's the premise.
Yeah, pretty much the premise. Like, I haven't seen
Bradley Cooper is better than us. That's the premise.
Pretty much.
They take Molly and then they're super smart.
Yeah, yeah. Right. They take, what's the thing that keeps you focused? It's like cocaine.
But Adderall.
Yeah, Adderall. Yeah. That's it.
But yeah, so I think there's going to be like a subdivision of like humans who are insanely smart, who can like use, because we only use so much of our brain power or some shit like that.
I think that's been debunked.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a fucking scientist. But like they can expand to what the normal capacity of like brain power is, for example.
Sure. Yeah.
And I think
I
think the other half of the humans, I'd say us or regress back, because I don't think we have that much survival skills. Unless, you know, you wear like mossy oaks and like hanging out hunting like all day long. Majority of us possibly don't have survival skills that, you know?
That's true. My furnace stopped working today and it was like 13 degrees in my house. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit, but it's cold. It's
right.
I can't imagine.
Do that conversion, Sean.
I got you.
Yeah, but so I think there's going to be a regression on like our end because,
oh wait, if you think that's not that cold.
How cold
in
is
the
it?
House?
I mean, yeah, in a house that's not great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm like sitting around like, trying to do work and I'm like freezing my ass off.
55 degrees Fahrenheit in the house is pretty awful.
Yeah, yeah. It was chilly. It was chilly. And I was dying. So I can only imagine how I would do if there was no technology.
Fun fact, that's how cold it was outside today in Texas.
Oh, yeah, nice. It is that cold.
By the end of the week, it'll be in the 80s again. Better believe it. Fuck.
Oh my God. Texas is a wild place. And not just for their abortion rules.
Oh God, please don't get started with that. Oh, I forgot
Greg
what I was going
to say.
Oh, you were talking about smarter people, dumber people.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, so, yes. Yeah, because you know how there's a lot of people saying that the global warming is happening and a lot of our resources are dwindling. And I think that's going to like lessen our survival, like for us to survive, because we're not going to know how to, you know, like there's going to be people that are going to know how to cultivate things. Ooh, cultivate channel, cultivate network. There's going to be some people that knows like certain types of agriculture. While some people like city dwellers, just like myself, I'm probably going to fucking die in 2 weeks because like I can't get my meat. Or like I can't get like my produce and all that shit, you know.
But
what
you
mean?
Can still beat your meat. So you
I can still beat my meat until like I pretty much croak. I mean, I probably from like five times a day, I'll probably do it 10 times a day now.
I was about to say you're gonna break your record easy.
Easily.
John's gonna evolve a different way.
Exactly.
He's gonna have a bigger head in a different way.
Mm-hmm. His forearms are huge. I guess just his right one, but
just right one.
If you use the left, sit on it. It's called the stranger.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know, but that's my theory about it.
Okay, that's a pretty good one. Sean, what have you got?
Cyborgs, baby.
Cyborgs, okay. That's a good one.
We're making contact lenses that can be like fucking phones. We're making a whole bunch of different shit. Cyborgs, baby. There's AI. John's using AI to write blogs. It's over for us, guys. There's going to be humans and then there's going to be cyborgs.
That'd be sick. Although it'll be like a class thing then.
Oh,
the
definitely.
Richer people will have the cyborg enhancements. Yep. I have two. I think one's more far-fetched than the other, but kind of off Sean was saying, besides mechanical enhancements, it'll be gene enhancements with the designer babies coming out.
Oh, mutants, the X gene.
Let's do an episode on designer babies. That's fucking wild. But to dumb it down, basically, is designer babies are like when they're in the womb, they can edit their genes so that they'll be taller, they'll be smarter, they'll be faster. They'll have be immune to different diseases, viruses.
Pro athlete children.
Yeah, yeah.
See you in draft day, kid.
D1, baby. So that's a big one I think is going to come in the next, I think, decade. I know China is definitely, like, they're making moves in that area. It's definitely a scary thought because it's expensive, so it'll be a class thing as well. The other theory I have, which is less likely, because it's scary to think about that one's more likely, but the less likely thing I think is that we will develop space colonies on other planets. And with a couple thousand years pass, people have built out on Mars or wherever, and potentially something happens on Earth. You know, a war starts, the communication breaks, they no longer know we exist after a few generations, and they develop into something completely different to adapt to, you know, a Mars environment. And I think that one is plausible, but it's not as likely, I think.
Fun fact, we are not high discussing this. I kind of wish I was.
I took a lot of sci-fi classes.
Oh, I thought you said you took a lot of DMT.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say edibles.
Joe Rogan, baby. We're going to do a three-hour podcast on weed.
And you guys aren't high right now? I'm just
kidding. It is legal here, but I am not.
Lucky.
Just had to rub that in. But yeah, that is Neanderthals, our early cousins, would you call it? Yeah, cousins. I know a lot of our listeners are European descent, Asian descent. So we have around 2% Neanderthal DNA. So this episode is partially about you.
Why did you say that looking directly into my eyes, Josh?
That's just where my eyes rested, Sean. I'm sorry.
It feels like we were kind of on a fine line the whole episode, and then whoop, we just jumped it. We jumped the line.
And this that's where we end the episode.
33% of that gene is sitting in this room.
Sean.
Interesting.
Living proof the Neanderthals did not die out.
2% seems low.
We love you, Sean. If you guys enjoyed this episode, feel free to hit us up with a rating and review on Apple Podcast, Podchaser, Good Pods, and fun fact, you can do it on Spotify now. Hell yeah.
Whoa.
About time they did it. It's only been like fucking
forever.
5 years since they've had podcasts on. But yeah.
Since the Neanderthals were still alive.
Yeah.
They spent like, what, $200 million on podcasts, and it took them a whole like year and a half to figure out, we should probably have like ratings on here.
Yeah,
something.
You should be able to figure out which ones are good and which ones aren't. So if you're listening on Spotify, hit us up with that rating. I don't think you can review yet, but you can hit the 5 stars for us on all the other platforms as well if you can. If you love us even more than that, want to hear more content that I mentioned at the top of the show, you can do so at patreon.com/cultivatenetwork. That's Cultivate, C-U-L. Spelling is hard.
T-I-V?
T-I-A-V.
It's cult, I-V, the number eight.
The number
who,
eight.
Out of the three of us, who thought I would be the one to fucking spell it out for you guys?
I don't know, because you spoiled the...
And I'm here to right my wrongs. Yeah, whenever you were talking about like, we can't announce it yet, here's a little fun fact, Wikimaniacs. If you go back to the international winter holidays episode, I spoil everybody's shit. My bad, guys.
I was listening to that first thing in the morning.
I went rogue.
Sean, what the fuck?
So,
but at least I listened, Sean. At least I listened.
And I appreciate it.
That's true. I started. I haven't got to that point yet.
Just act like it's not there. Just
So if you want to know who what the three shows that are joining the network in 2022 are, go check it out. We'll make an announcement episode and put it on this feed a little later on. Or we'll just cut out what Shots and Thoughts did and put it on our feed.
There you go.
Fuck me. I'm sorry. If you want to go check out our blogs, any of our other stuff, you can do so at redditonwiki.com. We got everything there. John's building out our blog. Patreon's there as well if you want to check that out. And that is everything, I think. So thank you again, Wikimaniacs, for listening to another week. And we will see you for Sean's episode next week. Bye.
Toodles.
Fires.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.